Tina, T-I-N-A, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, 10-15-65. Today is the 2/13/2024. This is a 58-year-old woman, lives with her niece and her auntie. She's a 58-year-old black woman with poor dentition, diabetes out of control. Recently saw her doctor. They changed some of her medication because her hemoglobin A1C was over 9, period. She does smoke. She doesn't drink. She's worked in fast food when she was able to work but has not worked for some time. Last place she worked for was Sonic, period. Patient is single, has children, but lives with her family at this time. Allergy, none. Surgery, she's had 2 hand surgery, 2 knee surgery, and a back surgery. Medical problems, hypertension, stroke, diabetes, discoid lupus, right-sided weakness related to stroke. Medication, Zocor 20 milligram once a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, glipizide 10 milligram BID, Nexium 40 milligram a day, Losartan, hydrochlorothiazide 100/25 once a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Actos 15 milligram a day, Aspirin. Last hospitalization 4 years ago. COVID immunizations up to date. Family history. Dad died of old age. Mom dad died of diabetes. Mom died of old age. Review of system. Patient is weak. Is able to ambulate using a cane. Her weight has been stable. Has had symptoms of pain related to her diabetic neuropathy with her hemoglobin A1C being elevated. Has had no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no hematemesis, no hematochezia. Has poor dentition and does not have the funds to get help regarding any type of proper dentures, period. She does smoke, as I mentioned, doesn't drink alcohol. An exam. Blood pressure is 149/70, pulse is 84, respiration is 18, a febrile. Heart pulses, one pulse is through lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft. Lower extremity shows no demonological non-focal, right side weakness noted, mild. Assessment here, we have a 58-year-old woman with diabetes out of control, diabetic neuropathy associated with hypertension. Recently had change in her medication to control her A1C, hemoglobin A1C, period. She also has a history of gastroesophageal reflux, hypertension, and discoid lupus, period. Her previous stroke has left her with slightly garbled speech, right-sided weakness, and decreased stamina, period. Patient also suffers from diabetic neuropathy. Her weight has been stable despite her poor dentition, period. She takes Nexium for gastroesophageal reflux and has had no recent issues with nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, or TIA-type symptoms. Thank you.